Are you ready to take control of your safety and boost your confidence? At Lovely and Lethal Defense, we specialize in providing self-defense training tailored specifically for women. Our expert instructors blend the arts of self-defense with the science of combat to ensure you're prepared for any situation. Why choose Lovely and Lethal Defense? Comprehensive training. Learn striking, grappling, and weapon defense techniques. Empowering environment. Train with like-minded women in a supportive community. Experienced instructors, Master Jason Wright and Senpai Jeremiah Cook, are seasoned professionals with years of martial arts and self-defense experts. Classes. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Join us today to transform yourself into a confident, prepared, and powerful woman. Your safety is our mission. Sign up now and your first two classes free. Visit us on Facebook. Go to Facebook group Lovely and Lethal Defense and on Instagram. Instagram is lovely.and.lethal_defense. Lovely and Lethal Defense, where strength meets grace. In the face of an active threat, awareness and quick action are your greatest allies. Stay alert, stay prepared, and trust your instincts to navigate through the danger. Your host, Jerry Cook. Hey guys, we're back at it again, Attack the Attack 360 podcast. And again, I just want to give everyone a special thanks and shout out for listening to the podcast, for sharing the podcast. And again, guys, without y'all, this podcast isn't possible. I really, really appreciate y'all. So here's a doozy, right? Everything that's been going on this past weekend and week, these past 2 days, along with the shooting for Trump's thing, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like things are getting crazier. Excuse me. So it just leads me to go back to inform you guys, active shooters. Okay. I don't want to talk about the politics. I don't want to get into the politics. I don't want to talk about if the shooter was wrong or right or anything like that. If he missed or not, whatever. I don't want to get into all that. But what I am going to say is this. Is that when after I saw it and watched it many times, people are stupid. So if you're going to listen to this and you're going to be like that whole far right or that far left, I really don't care. I don't want to hear it. So what I am going to tell you is that when I was watching it, I was really like, my God, people are just dumb nowadays, right? So here's the issue. Active shooter. You have to be prepared, okay? You have to always be aware. You have to watch your surroundings. Right, just because there's security doesn't mean that the place is totally safe. Right, there's always some way something is going to happen. Right, no matter what. Okay, so when it comes down to an active shooter, and I've talked about this before, you have to always be alert, always be aware. Okay, number two, you have to identify that threat. Meaning that you need to know where that threat is coming from. If it's coming from the right, coming from the left, coming in front, coming from behind, that doesn't matter. Find out where the threat is. Okay. Number two, duck, take cover, hide. Okay. You have to take cover and hide. If you're in a facility, if you're in a restaurant or a bar or a store or a mall or wherever at, if you see something, if you see like someone walking in and they look suspicious, and next thing you know, they pull out a weapon, don't go towards it. Run and hide. You're aware, okay? You see things going on, run and hide. Okay, number two, once you evaluate and look for that threat, now you need to do number three, which is try to escape. But don't go towards the danger. Go away from the danger. And if there's no exit strategy away, then you have to hide and stay hidden. Take cover. Now, going back to that shooting over at Trump's rally, then you have to understand that where can you hide, right? You're in an open field. So, number one, you hear a shot, you hear something, locate where it's coming from. Take cover, duck down, right? Now, those people that were in the stands behind them, I hate to say it, but they're pretty much screwed because they're all pinned in. As soon as one person tries to run, then they all stomp on each other, fall on top of each other, cause chaos. So the main thing was try and get down low as you can, right? If you're able to squeeze in between the railing and try to jump down or crawl down or climb down, then that's another way. If you weren't like behind them, and if you were in front of them and they had all those folding chairs and people were sitting down or standing, then they had to drop down and try to crawl or something to get out of danger. Instead, everyone dropped down and they took out their phones. They didn't even drop down. They just bent down. And it was just dumb. And they just bent down and pulled out their phones and started recording everything. That's foolish. So, if you're able to locate the threat, you drop down, take cover. Plain and simple. Okay? Once you do that, then either you find a way to go and take cover, like go towards a hiding spot, go towards an exit. Do that, right? Now, again, in that open field, all you're able to do is just stay down, and that's it. If you're able to crawl, crawl. But don't stay there. Don't stay there. Don't stand back up. Don't take out your phone. Take cover. Plain simple. Crawl out of danger. Okay? Again, if you're in a facility, a place, look for an exit and get out. Now, there's so many things that happened. And there's so many things that went wrong. Okay? People even saw someone climbing up on the roof. And they were trying to get, or they did tell law enforcement. Now, whoever dropped the ball, was it Secret Service? Was it law enforcement? People weren't listening. People were just doing their thing. There was even, the sniper was looking at the shooter. And how come they didn't spot it? How come they didn't spot the gun? How come they didn't neutralize him before he took shot? The shooter ended up deploying or firing at least 3 to 4 shots. And that's crazy, right? That should have been stopped way before that. And I'm not going to get into detail, but, there should have been all roofs, all on top of the buildings, should have been covered. Law enforcement should have been aware of every facility, nook and cranny. You have to understand that when it comes down to doing surveillance or security detail, they have to watch every corner. Okay, plain and simple. But again, that's totally up to who's ever running it. I'm not going to get into other details, but all I'm saying is that when it comes down to active shooter, you have to take cover. You have to locate the threat. Be aware, locate the threat, take cover and hide. And if you can, run or escape or crawl or do whatever you need to do to find an exit and leave. Plain and simple. Now, that's what dealing with active shooter. Okay, coming into a building, coming into whatever area that you're in. What if it's an open area? Same thing. You end up doing the same thing. You take cover and you hide and then you crawl or you run or do whatever you need to do to get away from that situation. Okay. Now, if someone's walking up to you with a weapon, let's just say a firearm, and you see it, do what you need to do to get out of his line of attack. Try to crawl, try to hide, try to run, try to dodge, try to jump, something to take cover. And then try to look for a quick and easy exit. People say run in a zigzag, which would make it harder for the shooter to shoot towards you. I can't say if that actually works or not, but why not? Fuck it, give it a shot, right? The guy has to be a really good shot and be able to hit a moving target. Now, if you're running in a straight line and he nails you right in the back, then that's because he's got a straight shot, right? So you have to understand, maybe moving, maybe ducking, maybe try to hide behind stuff, running in zigzag form, maybe that would work, right? If the person comes up to you with a blunt force weapon or a bladed weapon, blunt force meaning like a bat, a stick, a club, something like that. If they have a bladed weapon like a knife, a machete, and they're coming towards you, take off, you know, turn around and run the other way. Why are you going to go and confront it? Or why are you going to try and get there? I don't care how much of a skilled fighter you are, there's always that slim chance that you're going to get cut, stabbed, or sliced. You know what I mean? So don't be in that line of attack. Just turn around and take off running. Get out of there. Okay? What if there's multiple shooters? Now, again, you want to do the same thing. You want to locate, you want to identify, you want to take cover, you want to hide. Plain and simple. Okay? What if there's multiple people with bats or clubs or knives? You do the same thing. Turn around and run. Get out of that line of attack. Plain and simple. You know, guys, I hate to say it, but these are like, in reality, common sense. And for the people that didn't do it, they have no common sense. I mean, if I was there and I hear those gunshots, the first thing I'm doing, I'm dropping down. I'm gonna drop down, let everyone else stand up and be targets. And if they get shot, hey, that's on them. You know, the dummy, get down. Do what you need to do to get down. Do what you need to do to take cover. Plain and simple, right? So, I mean, come on, it's common sense. Now, you need to get out of that danger. You need to move. You need to do what you need to do. Run, crawl, hide, whatever it is, just do it. But you have to understand that this is not, when someone, it doesn't matter who it is, where they're at, what location, it doesn't matter. Someone walking into a restaurant and opening fire, maybe it could be a disgruntled employee that got fired and he just snapped and wanted to retaliate. Maybe it was someone that just found their husband or their wife cheating on them, and the only way they did it was outrage, and they just wanted to start shooting at them and whoever's around them. I mean, come on. Common sense. Be aware of your surroundings. Always pay attention. If someone starts yelling and you locate where it's coming from, locate that threat, right? Even if they're yelling and it has nothing to do with you, be prepared to take cover, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if something's going to be thrown. You don't know if they're going to go on a stabbing rampage. You don't know if they're going to pull out a weapon and shoot. So there's all these things that you have to be aware of. Things are not what they used to be anymore. You always have to be prepared. You always have to be aware. You always have to locate a threat if it's you see it or hear it or around you. There was a guy that was walking in a mall with a knife out and open. And he was just randomly walking up to people and stabbing them. And people that saw that, they froze and they didn't know what to do and they got stabbed, or someone saw it and they took off running the other way to not be in his path of wherever he was walking. And he was just walking through, just randomly stabbing people. He didn't care who it was, men, women, it didn't matter. He was just randomly walking and stabbing. No one didn't try to stop him, which I understand. But at the same time, no one was trying to call police, call for a guard, call for some type of security. But it doesn't matter, right? No one didn't try to help. Now, I'm not going to lie. If I was in a situation and it was me and a couple of buddies, then we would try and stop them, because it's a bladed weapon. Someone goes for the arm that's holding the weapon. Another person gets his feet, take him down to the ground, and try to restrain him and hold him till law enforcement comes in. But if it's one-on-one, then you're playing with danger, because you don't know if he's a skilled fighter. You don't know what he knows. Are you able to outmaneuver or outstrength to get control of him? So you don't know. So running would be the best option for that, right? But just keep this in mind, guys. It's like, come on, common sense. Be aware, locate the threat, take cover, hide, and then run or crawl. Find an exit. Do what you need to do, okay? For active shooter. For bladed, someone walking around with a knife, just turn around and take off running. Try to call for help. Don't stay there and watch the show. And that's what all these people did. They just kneeled down and watched the show and took out their phones. And that's just stupid. Stupid. And I'm disgusted by it. It sucks. People nowadays, they don't know what the hell they're doing. Everything wants to be on TikTok, or everything wants to be on some type of social media. And then they want to call random shit out. It's just dumb. It's dumb. I mean, your life, the people around you, their lives are in danger. So do what you need to do to take cover, to protect yourself, your loved ones if they're around you. And follow those simple rules, plain and simple. Be aware, locate the threat, run and hide, and escape. Look for a way to escape, or run, or crawl, or whatever, out of an exit. Okay? Guys, this is a short podcast. It's just one of those that it's common sense. And follow the common sense. All right? That's all I have to say. Guys, if you're interested in sending me a message, go down to the show notes. Click on text host, and you can text me, give me your opinion, whatever, or topic if you have something to share. Also, if you want to send me an email, you go to attacktheattack360.com, and go to the website. You can send me email there, or go to attacktheattack360@gmail.com, and that's a direct email. If you want me to answer your text on the next episode, by all means, I'll do that. If not, you want me to answer you, but you don't want me to release it on the next episode, then send me your email and I'll respond to you on email. All right, guys, please be safe, be blessed, and watch your 360. I'm out. Discover strength and discipline at South Texas Judo. Are you looking to enhance your physical fitness, build self-confidence, and learn the art of self-defense? South Texas Judo offers comprehensive judo training for all ages and skill levels. Why choose South Texas Judo? Learn from expert and certified judo instructors dedicated to helping you achieve your personal best. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced practitioner, our supportive community welcomes everyone. Improve your strength, your flexibility, your mental discipline through our structured and dynamic judo classes. Gain practical self-defense techniques that are effective and easy to learn. Join us today. Visit southtownjudo.com and go to the link and check out your free classes. You get 1 week for free. South Texas Judo, where tradition meets excellence.